Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Michelle Kroll. To learn more about Michelle, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Mark 12:28-30. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.' As a child, I sang with full confidence, 'Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.' I love Jesus with my whole heart and believed with my whole being that he loved me. It was some time before that little girl let Jesus down, before she knew what being hurt felt like, some time before the world and its empty promises tried to get a hold of her and everything felt like it had to be hard won. She certainly believed in abundant, unconditional love for others, but she didn't always receive it for herself. She could offer grace for others, but closed her hands when that same grace was offered to her. It just felt too tender to receive. She believed that keeping herself accountable and keeping record of all of her wrongs, not others, just hers, would somehow bring her back to being worthy of love again. But that's the thing about Jesus's love. None of us deserve it. Yet it is available to each and every one of us. All God has really asked of us is for us to love him with everything we have, heart, body, soul, and strength. Everything goes back to that love. It really is as simple as it seems. We are the ones who complicate it. I have complicated it. We must love Jesus even and especially when it's hard to believe he loves us. We stand on the truth he spoke and the promises he made. Look at the verse that comes after our passage today. When the scribe repeats Jesus' command and remarks that his words are well spoken, Jesus sees that this man is wise and says to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Sometimes the hospital room, the rejection, the sibling fighting, the financial strain, the daily grind all feel far from the kingdom of God. And maybe at times, Jesus's love does too. Still, this is when we must move towards Jesus in love with open hearts. We step toward, not away. We bring our wounds to him, and then Jesus opens his hands, revealing his own. You are not far from the kingdom of God. In the hard and the darkness, in the exhaustion and the bleak, there is not one time I have regretted taking a step toward his love. We honor the greatest commandment to love the Lord with every part of us that is capable of love, every way he has given us to show love. Loving Jesus looks like standing at the foot of the cross in worship and receiving the love poured out upon us. I love Jesus, this I know, for my heart, mind, soul, and strength tell me so. We love with all our heart by receiving the love God has lavished upon us. We open our hearts and invite Jesus in. We guard our hearts and write Jesus' name on them. We love with all our soul by loving Jesus with every part of our being. With what we do and what we say, we use our talents and extend our love and care for others. We love Jesus with our full selves. We love with our mind by spending time with him in our Bibles and in prayer. We let our minds be transformed by his everlasting word. We protect our minds from all that threatens this love. We love with our strength or might as we give our love with everything we have available to us, our entire capacity. We endure in our love for Jesus and we cite him as the source for all of our strength. Let's pray. Dearest Jesus, I pray to love you well with all my heart, all my soul, all of my mind, and all of my strength. May I always walk toward your love and honor your greatest commandment. And may I be an example of your love in my home and in the world. Let others see your love evident in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.